Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grower podcast. My name's Richard. I'm sure you all know that by now. Really excited to talk to you this evening. Now, tonight, our plans for the weekend, including planting potatoes, how to grow beetroot, and there's news on a new chicken. So, let's get into it. Now, as you all know, this weekend, well, Friday to be exact, is St. Patrick's Day. Now, that is, for me, the time that I know it's the time to plant out my potatoes. I know some people will tend to use Easter, but Easter does fluctuate with what time of year it is. It could be mid-March, it could be now, for example, or it could be as late as the end of April. So I always find by timing it around St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, for me, is always a good time to plant out the potatoes. So this weekend, that's what I will be doing. Now, the way I always think of this is potatoes are a staple in Irish cuisine, and therefore, St. Patrick being the patron saint of Ireland, the two go well together. So, potatoes are really easy to grow. They're a staple in most kitchens. So the first thing we always need to do, and I've been doing this over the last few weeks, is getting the ground prepared. Now, what I've got three beds that are dedicated for potatoes. One will be the first earlies, the second earlies, and the third, and the main crop, sorry. These are all down on the allotment, by the way. I have cleared out a lot of the weeds. I've added plenty of compost, and I've covered them over with black membrane to warm up the soil. Now, they do need a bit of sun. They need about 6 hours of sunlight per day at least. And ideally, we want to clear away any debris, any weed, plenty of organic matter, so that the potatoes can grow strong and healthy. Potatoes are very hungry plants. Now, this weekend, it will be time to plant the potatoes. And what I'll be doing is planting most of them directly in the ground. We will be growing some at home in pots. They probably won't be planted this weekend. But on the allotment, we will be planting these potatoes straight in the ground. Now, what I'm actually going to be doing, I've got a bulb planter. I stick in the ground, take out the compost, put a potato in, fill back up, and repeat until all my potatoes are planted. We want about 30 centimetres between each plant, and that should be enough for them to grow. We want to get the eyes when we plant them, I should say, with the eyes facing up, the little, you know what I mean, the eyes where the shoots start to grow from. Now, once they're planted, give them a good watering, although probably not going to need it. Really, potatoes, they're quite thirsty plants as well as hungry, but they don't want to be waterlogged. So it's a case of just keeping that soil moist, and hopefully they will soon start growing. I'm not expecting anything till probably mid-April before we start seeing them. But as they grow, we can cover the stems so that we can get more and more potatoes and make sure we don't get any green potatoes as well. Added to that, every couple of weeks, I will be using a potato fertilizer. These are often from garden centers or other shops, and they are listed as potato feed. And then the first earlies will come out probably or start to be used from June, July. The second earlies, July, August, and then maybe even September. And then the main crops around October. Now, I like to stage them so that we get a full effect. We get a full good year's worth of potatoes. The main crops will obviously, hopefully, be able to be stored. Excuse me, I'm going to cough a second. That's why I like to grow all these three different types of potatoes, and they are going down on the allotment this weekend. Now, added to that, this weekend, I'm also going to be getting a new chicken. Now, I've checked into the legal side of this because of the flock down that we are having. I know that I can actually take on this chicken. Now, it's a friend of mine who's actually given me this chicken. She's lost all her but one chickens in a recent fox attack, and she's about to move house or into rented accommodation. So she was a bit unsure what to do. So I said I'll have her, and I will be incorporating her into our flock over the next few weeks first thing we've got to do is isolate her, but I still want her to see the other chickens so they can still get used to each other. The only reason I'm worried is with the flock down, the avian flu, but luckily it doesn't stop us from doing this, so it's not too bad. But yeah, her name is Martha. We're going to add her to our flock over the next few weeks. She also comes with a chicken coop and other things, so we're going to be making a few changes on that front. Not massive changes, but certainly changes that are going to be very, very interesting. Now, what else am I wanting to talk to you about? Of course, I've got some seeds that I've sown. I'm going to be running out of what to talk about at the end of this month, because I think after today, I've only got the carrots, which I'm going to be sowing on Sunday. But today I want to talk to you about the beetroot. Now, beetroot is a great vegetable to grow all year round, and it's very easy to grow from seed. If you are starting beetroot from seed, make sure to sow them. You can, well, either directly in the soil, as they're not very keen on being transplanted, or into plug plants. Now, if you are in the colder areas, you might want to start these off in plug plants at this time of year, just to move out as the weather gets a little bit warmer. To be honest, you'll probably be okay. Just check your temperature. I spoke about this on Monday. You're looking for like 10 degrees C in temperature. Now, beetroot does need quite a bit of sun. That's the only thing I would say. And as always, before planting or before sowing, prepare the soil, move weeds and debris, and add in a bit of compost. Now, we want to sow these about a centimetre deep, and we want to try and get the seeds, 10 centimetres apart. That should give them enough room to grow. And cover over with a soil and leave them to grow. You can actually eat the leaves on these when they are young, particularly. They're quite tasty. Or you can leave them to grow into decent size beetroots. You want to harvest them when they're about the size of a golf ball. I think that's when they taste the best. Now, they are quick growing, so you won't be long before the beetroot really starts to show themselves and are ready. We'll be a bit slow at this time of year compared to the summer, but you're less chance of them bolting. What I like to do is just sow a few seeds every now and then in order to make sure that these are able to keep going all year round, or try and get the most out of them. I'm trying to grow quite a few beetroot this year, funny enough, because I'm such a fan of beetroot. Beetroot and carrots are particularly something we're making, and peas actually, trying to grow a lot of this year, and making regular sowings of those in order to get them. I don't really have much more to add on beetroot. Very easy. The plug plants is an idea. I'm actually doing some multi-sown plug plants, which I sowed a few weeks ago as an experiment as well, and they seem to be doing okay. That's where I've taken one plug plant and I've sown three seeds, and we're going to plant those out. That and the spinach is looking pretty good, so I might actually put that outside into the veggie pods this weekend just to get them ready to go. So yeah, lots going on here, as you can hear. I think spring is now here. We really are able to crack on with growing plants, so hopefully that's the same for you guys. Well, that is it for tonight's episode. We will be back again on Sunday for another Supporters Club. I've got the live show to do on Sunday as well. And this is a Q&A session with Digwell Greenfingers, or Steve as he's also known. He's quite a prominent member, so I'm really looking forward to this, I've got to say. If you're there, please do come along. That's on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page and group. Come along, join in, and ask him any questions that you may feel is available. We may even look at doing a Discord chat at some point, but that's something else I'm thinking of in the future. Right, you take care, guys, and I'll see you again next time.